in the last 15 years, Bellevue High School has won the state football championship 11 times. And according to an independent investigation, the Wolverines have not been playing fair. Investigators commissioned by the Bellevue School District found that football players gave false addresses so they could attend Bellevue High. It also says coaches told players to attend a private school, a school that one player described as a daycare for athletes, and it found that boosters paid thousands of dollars to the team's head coach, Butch Goncharoff. Former federal prosecutor Carl Blackstone co-authored this report, and he told me about the findings.
Let me start at the beginning. When we began this investigation, we did not have subpoena power. We expected to get full cooperation from the Bellevue School District, the Bellevue High School, and the Booster Club. We did not get that. We assumed that all these entities would believe in full and complete transparency. They did not. One of the issues we are exploring is whether the coaches got paid in violation of the WIA regulation. And we determined that there were about a little over $300,000 in payment to coaches during a time in which those payments should have been approved by the school board, which they weren't. We reached out to the Booster Club and said, we see there are these payments. Please provide us with all financial records that prove these payments were legitimate. They refused to give us any records. We asked to talk to Mr. Connors, the president of the Booster Club, to discuss the payment to coaches. He refused to meet with us. We asked Butch Goncharoff during an interview about whether he'd been paid, and he refused to answer those questions.
That's the head coach.
The head coach. And so our report concludes that the Booster Club made payments to the coaches, which were not permitted and had not been disclosed to the school board. Yesterday was the first time we ever heard that they now claim they did make payments to Mr. Goncharoff. They claim it was $60,000 a year, and they claimed it was not for coaching high school football. It would have been nice for them to have told us this before the investigation began. We can think of no reason why they would have withheld this information from us.
You also found that players used false addresses, but the Booster Club says it's not a coach's job to monitor where a player lives. True?
I don't know if that's true or not. What I know is true, Bill, is over the course of 7 years, we identified at least 42 players who transferred to Bellevue High School. And given those circumstances, we would have expected that the coaches and the school district would have been very vigilant to determine those kids were actually living in the district. And what we found was there was a very hands-off approach to determining residency for these football players. In fact, one of the Bellevue school administrators was told not to check addresses because it was a waste of time. So we would think the coaches would be on the first line when they see kids coming to Bellevue from Auburn, from Federal Way, from Sumner. You would think at the very least the coach, who is bound by the WIA regulations as much as the school district is, would have had some questions about, are these kids really living in the district? And what our evidence, what we found was the coaches didn't do anything.
Then there's this private school in a Bellevue office park. It's been tarnished as a diploma mill. And you found that coaches directed players to go to this less academically rigorous school that allows them to go to school in one place and play high school football at Bellevue High. The boosters say, again, telling students about a school they could go to is not against the rules.
Telling students what school to go to is probably not against the rules, but sending students to a school where you know they will get grades and will keep them academically eligible is not permitted. And we gave one example there where Butch Goncharoff, the coach, wanted the player to go to the academic institute for summer school. He had four Fs at Bellevue, which would have made him ineligible to play football. He went to the academic institute and retook those same four classes, and he received three Bs and an A. That speaks for itself. Additionally, we found that the Booster Club was paying tuition for these football players. We have identified at least seven players who we believe either received free tuition or got a significant discount in the tuition. And I think the Booster Club has denied paying the tuition. Again, let me go back to the transparency theme. It wasn't until our investigation began that the Booster Club even admitted that they paid money to the AI. We now know they paid AI. They admitted to paying AI at least $35,000. They never disclosed that to the school district. They did not report those donations on their tax returns. The first time they reported a donation to AI in their tax returns was after we began this investigation and after they knew we knew about the donations. So there's no doubt the Booster Club did pay money to the academic institute. And in our report, we identified an email from the president, the head of the academic institute, to a father of a player who was attending the academic institute. And she says in that email, it's in our report, you need to get the Booster Club to pay your tuition. We also identified an incident in which the vice president of the booster club, Joe Grisori, called up a father of a student and said, how much can you afford to pay towards the tuition at the academic institute? The tuition cost $1,750 a month. The father said, all I can pay is $150, and that's all he had to pay. So I think there's plenty of evidence that the booster club was paying tuition for these players. And again, transparency. Why didn't they just go to the Bellevue School District and say, yes, we are giving money to the academic institute, and it's for this reason?
Carl, why would Bellevue High School put their football program at risk with alleged rule violations over and over and over and over again?
That's a question I can't answer, Bill. I mean, Bellevue High School is probably in the best position to answer that, and the booster club's in the best position to answer it. But what we were most shocked about was this is a public institution funded by taxpayer dollar, and we were amazed by the lack of willingness to investigate these things internally, to deal with. They had many years to deal with this. It wasn't as though this is a surprise to the superintendent or other high-level administrators. In our report, we found there was willful blindness and deliberate ignorance. They did not do what they should have done. And then when we came in to do the first independent, no one's ever done an independent investigation of this program. And when we came in, they resisted our efforts. They did not cooperate with us. And we were just shocked to see that behavior from a public entity. I don't think that's appropriate. We've done a lot of work for the Seattle schools, the Tacoma schools, and for Governor Inslee. And in all those cases, we've got nothing but complete and utter cooperation. Any document we want, anybody we want to talk to, the Bellevue School District did not act accordingly.
Okay, that's Carl Blackstone, a former federal prosecutor whose independent investigation found that Bellevue High School's football program has been violating state rules for years. The Bellevue Wolverines Booster Club says it has not broken any rules, and there's no evidence to prove they have. I asked the Booster Club's president, John Connors, why he thinks investigators would falsely accuse them.
Yeah, you know, I can't get in the minds of what their motives are. All I know is that the conduct of the investigation and then the report they produced, both were severely flawed. It's just astounding that these guys would include so many inaccurate and misleading statements. They relied on a host of anonymous sources and independent sources and unnamed witnesses that nobody has any idea what they're saying or why. And then their defense of their practices and tactics of the investigation was really, really surprising. But we're very confident we'll be vindicated on the facts, and we really look forward to working with the district on getting those cleared up.
The investigator, Carl Blackstone, says they could have been a lot more specific if you'd cooperated. Why didn't you meet with them, turn over records?
We agreed to meet with them right from the outset based on what the district had asked. Immediately when they started the investigation, they began this process of looking at a whole host of issues that had nothing to do with what the district asked to be investigated. Further, their early investigation tactics with those people at the district, the coaches, made it clear that there was no way we were going to sit down with these guys and be subjected to the kind of prosecutorial abuse that they were exercising.
Well, they were told to look into payments to the head coach, and they say they're just now finding out about $60,000 a year in payments that you say are legitimate, but why didn't you just turn over the records they asked for?
Here's the exact reason for that, Bill, is we complied with every single question the district asked us to answer, and the district and the WIA agreed on what the scope was. We made very clear on every single item exactly what we've done, how we've done it. There is not a single violation in any of these accusations, and we're very, very comfortable that when the district and KINCO go through these supposed violations and how we've done things, that we'll be vindicated.
John, even if you are going to be vindicated and all of this is within the rules, this system of players transferring in, going to a private school in an office park with lower academic standards and playing at Bellevue High and having false addresses, even if it wasn't the coach's job to check that, in a district with funders who can augment the coach's salary, even if those payments are in the rules, does this system of high school sports and academics seem right to you and fair?
You know, I think it's extraordinarily right and extraordinarily fair. And what hasn't been fair is the depiction of the community in the program. It's no secret that kids would want to come to a successful program. The notion that somehow the district, the coaches, and the booster club would collaborate to jam kids into a substandard school so they could play football is outrageous. We've been very clear in all the contributions we've made, whether it's Academic Institute, whether it's the money we've given to cheer, to band, to drill, to track and field. It's actually a story that is completely at odds with this report, and we feel really comfortable we'll be vindicated.
This investigator, Carl Blackstone, says that payments made to the coach should have been approved by the school district, and the school district wasn't informed and didn't approve the payments. Is that true?
Mr. Blackstone and Mr. Westinghouse absolutely do not understand the rules under the WIAA. Coaches can't be paid in season. That's the rule. We're very familiar with it because we've had an investigation in the past. Outside of a season, coaches can be paid for a host of things.
Without informing the school district and without approval from the school district?
Without approving the school district. Our club isn't a booster club for football only. We don't have to go to the school board to get approval to have Butch help us get Franklin football off the ground.
So the head coach does a lot of things out of season beyond just coach the football team that you gave him payments for.
Butch is a community treasure that has helped thousands of young men in this community. I know personally from the incredible impact the man has had on my three sons. He's being unfairly maligned, and it's a tragedy. And the notion that these guys would be somehow not doing their job is an outrage. More importantly, Bill, we've got to make sure that this type of investigation never happens again to any school, to any kids, to any families, and that the WIA gets control of how they allow an investigation like this to happen. And when people see all the errors, the misstatements, the intentional smearing that was done in these reports, they are going to be appalled, and that will come out. I never really understood and didn't have a good idea of the people in America that feel like there's prosecutorial abuse and they don't have a voice. Now I get it, but we're going to fight back, and we look forward to, first of all, vindicating Butch, vindicating our coaches, protecting our kids, and then finally removing the stigma from our district that somehow our district would participate in this hallucinatory story.
That is John Connors, head of the Bellevue Wolverines Booster Club. We also heard from independent investigator Carl Blackstone. Next, his findings will go to the King County League. The Kinko League is going to decide on any sanctions. Bellevue's football program could be put on probation, could have their 11 state titles taken away.